So I want to take you to Sweden, Brett Mack.
Please.
Ever been?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
There you go. A Swedish city is using a highly unusual strategy to combat littering, Brett Mack.
Right.
Amused residents have been surprised to hear their bins expressing pleasure when fed rubbish.
Say what now?
The seemingly aroused waste collectors say phrases like, yeah, and to the left, and, oh, that was crazy good. The talking bins, located near the city's main shopping street, are designed to raise awareness about littering. Now, I'm going to play you a little excerpt here, Brett Mack, just to prove the fact that there are bins that express emotion once they're fed some rubbish. Okay. What you're going to hear, you'll hear the sound of the bin opening and closing, and then you'll hear it talking. Not in English, though.
Okay.
But you can only assume what it might be saying.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Sounds like one of those movies you watch over the weekend. That's what it sounds like to me.
Talking of seductive rubbish, the woman who runs the city's roads department has said, and I quote, the sentences are a part of the campaign's intention to get more people to talk about the dirtiest thing there is, and that is littering, Brett Mack.
There you go. So are people actually putting more rubbish in the bin because of these talking bins?
Is it proven?
You would?
I'd collect all the garbage. I wouldn't worry about the garbage collectors on a Monday night.
Yeah.
I'd be just straight
doing
into
it for
the
them.
I'd be doing it for them.
There you go. They're onto something.
I think they are. Brett Mack, we'll catch you at 8:30.
Good on you, PT.
Menage a trois footy tips. How did we go? Yeah, look at the dirty little smirk on your face.